This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, October 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase. Here's today's headlines. Scalise bows out, USDA's budget worries, and EPA seeks advice on treated seeds. House remains paralyzed as Scalise drops bid. House Republicans are back on the hunt for a new speaker after Steve Scalise withdrew from consideration Thursday night, one day after winning the nomination of the GOP conference. Scalise never came close to securing the 217 votes he would need on the House floor, despite a 2.5-hour conference meeting Thursday, as well as some smaller private meetings. "Our conference still has to come together and is not there," Scalise told reporters. "There are still some people that have their own agendas." Now, what's next? The Scalise exit opens the door to Jim Jordan, a Republican of Ohio, to run again. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry, a Republican of Pennsylvania, quickly endorsed Jordan, though it's not clear he could get to 217 either. On social media, Perry said, "We need to get this done. Jordan is a complete and necessary departure from the status quo." But Jordan's hardline record on farm policy could give some rural lawmakers heartburn. Torres Small to GOP, pass a budget. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Xochitl Torres Small is warning House Republicans that a government shutdown could slow work on a new farm bill and hurt their farmer constituents. In an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Torres Small said the threat of a shutdown October 1st forced USDA to spend a lot of time preparing for disruptions to its operations. "A shutdown remains possible when a stopgap spending bill that's funding the government expires November 17th. Says Torres Small, "The House needs to figure out what they're going to do in terms of a speaker. Then they've got to pass a budget, and then we will be here to provide the technical assistance necessary to get the Farm Bill reauthorized." By the way, Torres Small says the fiscal 2024 agriculture funding bill that was defeated in the House last month gives me a lot of heartburn due to its potential impact on USDA staffing. You can check out this week's newsmakers today on AgriPulse.com. Spending deadline looms closer amid turmoil. Once House Republicans agree on a new speaker, a senior House appropriator expects the chamber to resume debating individual spending bills for FY24. Work on the spending measures has been stalled since the ouster of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, October 3rd. "I have no doubt that if we can get a speaker and get back to work, we can meet that November 17th deadline and be in a position to negotiate with the Senate and the White House on fiscal 24 funding," said Representative Chuck Fleischman, a Tennessee Republican who chairs the House Energy and Water Appropriations Subcommittee. One big unanswered question: what happens to that FY24 ag bill that concerns Torres Small? The bill was voted down because a lot of people from states with a very strong agricultural presence just could not take those votes based on very strong comments from their constituencies. "That's going to have to be revisited," Fleischman said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak right after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back. EPA asking for info on treated seeds with eye toward regulation. EPA is seeking input on the use of pesticide-treated seeds and pesticide-treated paints, which are exempt from registration requirements under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. The agency rejected a petition a year ago that sought an end to the exemption for treated seeds, but EPA also said it planned to issue an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, which it did Thursday. States and other stakeholders have raised questions about the clarity and enforceability of instructions related to the use of treated seed products, the agency said Thursday, noting it will gather input before deciding whether to propose new regulations. EPA wants information on the use of treated seed products, including storage, planting, and disposal. Federal dairy hearing taking 6-week recess. For the past 7 weeks, dairy industry representatives and USDA officials have been in Carmel, Indiana, debating comprehensive reform to the federal milk marketing order. But despite department officials' best attempt at estimating how long the process would take, they couldn't finish up by their anticipated wrap-up date of October 11th. The process began August 23rd and allowed for testimony on 5 different topic areas with a total of 22 different proposals. Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis at the National Milk Producers Federation, told AgriPulse the last topic is on Class 1 differentials. It's one of the most complicated issues to tackle that has meaningful impact on milk checks paid to farmers. NMPF's opening witness on the topic was on the stand for a total of 12 hours, facing questions for over 11 hours after his initial hour of testimony. The hearing is now in recess until November 27th in order to get everyone who's needed from USDA, the administrative law judge, court reporter, and all the other interested parties and lawyers back in the room again. Another 2 weeks of testimony are expected. Kane said, "The 6-week recess that we're having now, honestly, I think is kind of good. A lot of folks were getting burned out at this point." Diverse Group announces agreements to advance solar energy. A coalition of groups calling itself the Solar Uncommon Dialogue has come together to try to advance U.S. solar power development while conserving land and protecting local communities. An agreement was announced Thursday by the groups, which are led by Stanford's Woods Institute for the Environment, the Solar Energy Industries Association, and the Nature Conservancy. American Farmland Trust also is part of the dialogue. The next step is the formation of working groups to advance the goals. In the next 10 years, the groups say, U.S. solar energy output is expected to increase fivefold, helping to address climate change and bring clean and affordable energy to more communities. But that rapid increase in utility-scale solar also means that the industry must address various issues, including agricultural land conversion, wildlife and habitat impacts, and community engagement. And wrapping up, here's today's He Said It. Yes, I do. That was Representative Eric Burleson, a Republican of Missouri, when asked by a reporter whether he thinks Jesus could get 217 GOP votes to be House Speaker. During a private GOP meeting Thursday, a lawmaker reportedly had said Republicans were so divided they couldn't unite behind Jesus. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, October 13th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Spencer Chase.